Hello, my audio boo friends. It's March 31st, 2014. It is 10 to 7 in the evening. I'm just running up there to the grocery store. It's Monday evening, of course, so traditionally, I go and do groceries. Earlier today, I was at work. I was at lunchtime. I went out for a walk, and I was going to, well, no, I actually had started recording an audio boo, but through the Boss Jock Studio app. And for some reason, the music that was playing in the background suddenly stopped. And I really don't understand why. I'm going to have to do some tests. I thought I had everything running and set up correctly with the cart and everything, but when I started recording, I turned off the microphone, which was causing the music to duct, as they call it. The music came up louder, and then I pushed the microphone again to come back to do some more voiceover, and the music stopped. I continued doing the voiceover anyway. But in retrospect, when I listened to it, not only did the music stop, but just prior to that, the music was actually rather distorted and would miss, as if the iPhone wasn't processing the music properly and somehow not playing the MP3. I'm going to have to check. Maybe it's the MP3, but the music I was playing was Miles Davis, and it's an album, or rather a CD or whatever, that I've played in the past and listened to, be it in the car or on my earbuds. It's always worked fine. So I think it may have been the fact that for some reason through the Boss Jock Studio app, it was missing. It was like not skipping in the traditional, you know, LP sense of the word, but there was that's it. That's the word I'm looking for. There were artifacts in the MP3 and strange things like that. In any case, one of the subjects I was talking about was FLAC files. Now, FLAC stands for free, lossless audio codecs, and it is an audio format very close to Apple's lossless codecs, which I think is ACC, if I'm not mistaken. Now, the FLAC format is freely available, and one of the reasons why I brought it up is because I think it was yesterday I was looking in the news that Neil Young, of all people, the musician Neil Young, started a Kickstarter campaign to develop a music player because he feels that MP3s suck the soul out of music, and that's exactly what he says. And so he's developed, I thought he was developing a new codec, some kind of very high-quality codecs, but ends up being a FLAC file. And FLACs have been around for many, many years. Well, the audio codecs has been around for a long time. And so have players, be it players that you can download. For instance, VLC. VLC for the Mac platform or the Windows platform or the Linux platform can play FLAC files or decode FLAC files. There's players for the iPhone, for Android, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, even the Android music player natively does FLAC, but don't quote me on that. And if you want a standalone FLAC player, there's several companies that make them. There's Archos? I can't remember the name of Archos, I think. makes a series of media players. I mean, they're quite large machines, in fact, with a nice screen. You can watch videos and play music, and they play FLAC files. SanDisk makes their Sansa series of portable music players that also do read and decode FLAC files. And so there's quite a bit of a choice out there. When I found out that this Kickstarter campaign and the audio player, which, by the way, kind of looks very clunky and it's really rather large from what I could tell, and doesn't have a touch screen or anything, and it's going to retail for an astounding $450, and I was just floored. $450 is a lot of money for a dedicated audio player to play back FLAC files. And I'm not sure. Perhaps it's got, you know, incredible audio in it or something. I don't know. Honestly, that, and then you have to team that up with a good pair of headphones or an audiophile, you know, set of earbuds. I mean, you know, you just can't expect FLAC files to sound very good, you know, over average earbuds. I mean, yes, there's going to be nuances in the music, but if your earbuds aren't going to pick them up. But what got me is just, are they trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes? Or is there something I'm not getting here with this whole player business? I don't know. So I'm gonna have to watch the video maybe on Kickstarter and get more information. And if I'm wrong from what I'm deducing, then I'll come back and do an audio boo on it, certainly. But I just figured I'd put this out there in case anybody comes across this thing, gets all excited about this FLAC format. Well, do yourself a favor, just go to the App Store and download any of the free FLAC players. Load up a few high-definition FLAC files on your phone and give it a listen and see if, A, do you notice the difference? Because not everybody will. And that's one thing I'm content. My contention is I've known people who will listen to an MP3 and listen to the same music on a CD or a high-quality audio encoding and not hear a darn difference. So, you know, for those people, it really doesn't matter. So I just wanted to put it out there because I think, I'm not saying that this is a scam. I'm not saying that at all. Perhaps there's a perfectly good and legit reason why this unit would cost $450. But honestly, I don't see it. You give me a 320 kilobit ACC file, and I'm sure it's right up there with a FLAC file. I mean, I could be wrong, but FLAC is also, by the way, the native audio codecs used by AudioBoo when you record. When you record your audios in the AudioBoo app, they get encoded as FLAC. Just thought I'd put it out there for those who may not know. And if you have a file explorer on your iPhone, you can actually go and retrieve those FLAC files. And I think that's one of the things that contributes to the high quality of audio recordings done in AudioBoo. And, you know, natively on the phone. And that's why I think a lot of people would like to use their phone, because they do get a really good sound. Even from your just the average microphone on the iPhone. All right, that's it for me. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.